Sandra! Sandra, did you hear the news? This episode is brought to you by Bevel. Girl, Sandra, let me tell you. Listen, Bevel is the first and only shaving system made just for coarse curly hair and sensitive skin. So put down your Magic Shave and your clippers and your Let's Jam and your Ampro Gel and all of your Ultra Sheen and get into Bevel, okay? Because they are designed just for us and we deserve the best products ever. So go on and tell your cousins then. In this episode of The Read, you can even get a chance with a special promo code for our listeners only. This weekend, we have worked out an exclusive deal with their CEO, Tristan Walker, just for the Read fans. So the first 150 people to use promo code FREETHERED get their first month of Bevel supplies absolutely free. That's right, free, Sandra. You know you love free. Tell your cousins them I love it and let me get that macaroni cheese recipe. All right, girl, I'll holler at you now.
Thank you, girl.
Sweet thing, let me tell you about the world and the way things are. You come from a special place, and I know you traveled far.
Way. The thing is, I suggested it,
Jesus,
but...
That's not even... I was singing the numbers, the song at the beginning of the Wiz.
I suggested it, but I didn't actually remember
Glinda.
The lyrics, so I just decided to let you do whatever it was you was gonna do. My bad.
He's the Wiz, and he lives... In
do you know how many love letters you get in our inbox behind your singing every week?
I'm bitch, serious. What?
Some man emailed us and said his 14-year-old
anyway,
niece.
Anyway, so this is the read.
His 14-year-old niece like put him onto the show and like sent pictures of you and stuff like that to him. Like, people love you.
So, everyone, I am...
Deny it if you want.
Miss... God damn it. I can't remember the lady's name from the beginning of The Wiz who had the numbers. And... I'm The Wiz.
Okay. And I am Marilyn Mosby.
And this is The Read.
Really? How you gonna roll your eyes?
Because that's my Black Excellence, bitch. How are you gonna be ahead of the goddamn grain?
Well, then that's a perfect segue into Black Excellence.
Black Excellence for you. Go ahead.
Black. Well, no, I don't have the story.
Do the Black Excellence.
I don't have it up.
You know who she is.
Well, yeah, I do, but I can't sit here and explain her to somebody else. Go ahead. Shit.
So,
you know you got it right there. Damn.
Goes out.
So stank.
Baltimore. Attorney, state attorney, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Marilyn Mosby for stepping out on her podium and giving them hell. Let me tell you something. There was this, I think the statement that she made.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, it was like 15, 18 minutes
long. There's like a 26 minute video where she answers questions at the end and everything. And she kept it up
that.
The whole time. Like
I saw the... intro, the entire telling of the story, the calling of all of the charges and names. I just thought that it was very powerful and very important and very awesome mm-hmm. to see a Black woman mm-hmm. really make that statement and say, no, like, right. We're going to do something about this. And it really moved me. And, like, I feel like she did what a lot of people are afraid to do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she should be recognized for that and should be celebrated for that. And one thing that I don't want for people to get confused is... I don't want for people to think that the work is done because it's hardly done. And one thing about like charges and convictions are very different.
Totally
things.
Separate.
And what happens now, and I knew this, you know, from the moment that it took place, mm-hmm. is that these people are going to find any and every way to discredit this woman, threaten her,
right?
You know, like embarrass her, humiliate her. They're gonna try and run this whole. They're already doing it, saying that she, mm-hmm. you know, overcharged these cops and that she like right. rushed. Like they have, like no one has ever rushed and overcharged some niggas with right. like little to no investigation or proof or anything like that.
I mean, so, these are police officers, so
right, because police officers are just above the law,
right?
Right.
Exactly.
So the statement and the message that was made there was very powerful and very important, and I salute her for that. And, you know, hopefully that can ease some tension and we can move forward in a real nice way. And by tension, I mean that some people can go inside and not, you know, feel like they need to be out there being having tear gas and all kinds of shit chucked at them. So
I did love her, like, so much, though. Just being up there with her fresh rap, blowing in the wind, and I just mean, being black excellence.
Pearls.
Talking about how her investigation was thorough, independent, and conclusive. I said, well, go on the fuck head then. Like, she was just basically like, me and my team of bad bitches went in, and we left no stone unturned.
Look at these lily white faces behind me.
And, right. Look at, this is my team of whites, so don't sit up here and
don't
act like.
Don't get fucked up.
Right. We decided that y'all was some bitch ass niggas in this situation.
You know the police department is calling all those white people nigger lovers.
You know they are. Like, it's no question about that. There's no doubt in my mind behind
Coon
that.
Coon loving ass.
I just anyway. I loved seeing her up there just being like this young black woman and just showing the fuck out. It was everything. So shout out to Marilyn Mosby this week.
So this week in,
all right, you son of a bitch, go on ahead. You just refuse to be shit.
Story number one. Do you want to start with the Met Gala?
You know what? Yes, let's do that. And don't think that I have relaxed. I know that you waiting to spring it on me. I know that because I know your monkey ass. So who you think you slick? Trying to slick a kennel.
Bet you guessed it! Woo!
Okay. I thought we were just doing like a regular woo, not like the remix.
I was trying to go for the goofy. That's the one thing I don't have is that scream he used to do.
Yeah, that, well, that, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that was good.
I don't know if you need to develop that any further, though.
Oh, that's just what, you know, Stacey Francis and Lil Mo sound like.
Who the fuck has time for either one of those names?
No one.
What does that even mean?
Stacey Francis is like a goldfish cracker.
Okay. You get back to the computer and stop
this. She looks
this.
Like a doll for Daisy.
I certainly won't do this shit with you today.
I hate her. So, the Met Gala was this week.
Mm-hmm. So classy.
The theme this year for the Metropolitan Ball, I don't know.
Right.
Was China through the looking glass. I think the fucking theme is always some shit I've like.
It's always something real abstract and like fake deep and open to interpretation, yeah. So that everybody
Stewardess
can put on something
chic.
Fucked up. Right. Like, they just want these celebrities to come up with the most fucked up outfits that they could possibly imagine.
Teacup Amazon.
And look crazy. Like, what was it last year?
I don't even remember.
It doesn't matter.
It's always something strange. But the whole thing is like, it's supposed to be this big, extravagant, avant-garde thing where you just show out.
Right. You're supposed to be real fashion forward. You're not supposed to play it safe.
Yeah. You're supposed to do something big and crazy.
And then, of course, all the regular people get to get on the internet and judge you like we have any goddamn fashion sense.
Right.
Like, really judging.
Like a bitch is even going to sniff that carpet.
Like tearing your asses apart.
So, faves, least faves, obviously we went up for the queen.
Obviously. And I didn't think Beyonce was showing up this year. I thought she was concerned that it was going to be like a bunch of headlines about the elevator incident from last year. So I thought she was just going to let it go.
Oh, that was at the Met Gala last year.
Yeah, so I thought she was just going to let it go and let Solange and her husband have the moment. But she showed up at the very last second.
Showed up indeed.
I mean, and the fact that the press was waiting on the red carpet, like, I know it's time to go inside, but if Beyonce...
Where is this bitch?
This bitch needs to come on because I'm trying to pay this rent for this week and I need this shot.
Do you know something? The dress was, like, beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even really care. When I first saw pictures of the dress when she was like standing outside of Claire's or somewhere, like
in
she
the
was like,
elevator.
I'm just going to take these fucking photos in front of this large block of styrofoam.
Right.
And just because I do what the fuck I want. I was like, oh, that just like, that's a really pretty dress. I love this ghetto ass ponytail.
Yeah. Oh, I love like, the ponytail. And the dress was gorgeous and it was like flesh tone, but like they deliberately matched it to her like specific skin tone. And then they hand sewed like 2000 gems or some
Lovely.
Shit on that thing.
The thing that gagged me wasn't even the dress, because the dress was cute.
Mm-hmm.
the way that she was feeling the dress,
right,
was what gave me life. Right. Because when she hit that that fucking red carpet, she was up them stairs, mm-hmm. and she was tossing that goddamn ponytail around like a crazy woman, and like she was just feeling it.
She
like
was.
She knew she looked amazing, and that's what really gave me life.
I know they got like drunk and fucked in the car on the way there.
All
I know
right.
they did.
Okay, I can't.
No, because no, did no, you no, see no, where no, the no. man was like, Beyonce, is there anything tricky about that dress? And Jay-Z laughed, and then Beyonce laughed too, and I was like, oh, them niggas was getting it in. Like,
filth.
I mean, listen, they clearly do, okay? They are not making that a secret.
Did Kim you like, Kardashian actually had a lot of dress. I liked her dress.
So did I'm you just like saying, Rihanna's I liked the whole dress. Long opulent coat
It
thing?
Looked like it didn't even, it was the same dress Beyonce wore like 3 years ago, but it like looked like, it didn't even look like, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
J-Lo looked a fool. Rihanna.
I thought Kris Jenner looked a fool. The thing about Jennifer Lopez is her body is like flawless and perfection.
It I thought her dress was 90s. Ugly.
I didn't think there was anything wrong with her dress, but I thought her makeup was a little bit off. She kind of looked like Tails. You remember Tails off of Sonic the Hedgehog? That's the last video game I played.
Do I remember one of the most iconic video game sidekicks of all time?
Oh, okay. I didn't realize he was all that. I'm just saying.
Kris Jenner looked like a fruit roll up though.
She did.
Rihanna just showed her ass. You know, yeah, the dress, like, it did kind of look like an omelet or whatever the fuck they were.
I thought it was so nice.
But it was so great. It was also apparently, like, the only dress that was actually designed by a Chinese person.
Cannot believe nobody else thought of that.
Like, and she researched, like, she looked it up and just found mm-hmm. the dress online and I guess was like, oh, may I have it? Like, I don't know. I also liked Zendaya or whatever. Sure, I don't.
Zendaya. I don't know. She ended up in my Twitter mentions, though. Somebody said that she was formed in like some galaxy a million years ago and God ordained her birth and purpose on this earth or some shit like that. Zendaya has stands, okay? Like a lot of kids go up for her.
Okay.
I don't know. But I like her, so. Oh, I thought. Fan or Fan Bing Bing. Do you know who that is? Do you know who that lady is?
Sure don't.
She was one of the, I don't know if you saw the pictures, but there were quite a few, like, it was basically an Asian squad of bad bitches.
Okay.
And she was the one in, like, the golden sleeveless one with the green shawl over it. Anyway, that was gorgeous. And I thought, obviously, all the Asian girls, like, won by default, but, like, even with the fashion, it was just consistently better than almost everybody else's. And I loved Solange's dress. I thought it was so great, especially that view from the top when she and her husband were walking up the stairs. I thought it was so pretty from that angle.
Alicia Keys looked a lot like
There it is.
Like a marriage equality angel for Christmas time, like a angel that you would have put on a tree, like a lesbian couple's tree angel.
It looked like something you would see at Urban Outfitters or like one of them places where rich teenagers shop like to look fucked up and spend up their parents' money.
Like a floor length tutu
with like a denim jacket though, right? And a
like a suede.
It was I don't know what the fuck that was.
Ugly.
It was just, right, horrible, wretched. Did you see that white girl who came in pajamas?
I don't even
this bitch had on like
Washington looked lovely.
I liked the back of Carrie's dress, but she looked like an AKA. Like she looked like one of them one of them old
like
AKAs who love wearing paraphernalia everywhere.
She does look like an AKA.
She looks like one of them ones who pledged 30 years ago and can't let it go.
It looks like they were honoring her.
But Carrie is so lovely. It's hard to say something bad about her.
Joan Smalls looked great.
She did. And so did Kendall Jenner. Kendall Jenner was
gorgeous.
Oh,
yeah. Kendall Jenner looked amazing. Although I hear she's... Rumor has it she's dating Michael Bay Jordan.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing that
I heard she
won't
was with my man.
Do... Excuse me?
I said, I heard she was with my man.
Who was your man?
My man, Michael Bay Jordan, that you just mentioned. I heard she was with
Have
my man.
Have you lost
at the
your entire point. Homosexual mind?
I just don't know why you still surprised. Like, I'm not going to take these niggas.
I never pull up on the corner and be trying to take your studs
because
away
because you
from
are
you.
Not
so why
to them?
Do you keep trying me?
Michael B. Jordan is not homosexual, so how am I trying you?
You are.
But what does that have to do with you?
Shut your ass up.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
The Mayweather-Pacquiao fight happened.
We're not going to talk about that girl being with my man. Our man. Everybody's man.
You lost your damn mind.
Are you in your feelings about this?
So the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight happened.
You are.
I am not in my feelings about him, but it's fine because you're never going to have him because he's mine.
Okay.
Same as Frank Ocean. Deal.
All right. Sure.
Anyway.
I mean, if you want to do
anyway,
like,
as
on
I
it.
Was saying, bitch, because you will never. So go on ahead and scoop up some color contacts so that you can get your man back.
Okay. Now that was
yes,
rude.
I went there.
And you crossed
no,
the line.
No, you crossed
no,
the line.
No, I how? By mentioning
by
a straight man who don't...
By trying
he is straight.
And you are not.
What does that have to do with you,
What does
though?
That have to do with you, though?
I'm telling you, I could get closer
You're
to
incorrect.
Michael B. Jordan than you could.
You can never.
I promise you that.
You don't know anything.
I know that. Gay or not.
Anyway, as I was trying to say before, you... Bitch, you guessed it! Damn.
Yeah, that's what you get.
I got something for that ass, though.
Oh, that's fine. You already know the revenge I'm plotting on your ass.
You will
be
have
amazing.
Nothing. And let me tell you something.
It's going to be
While
amazing.
You do that, let me explain something to you.
You
do what
that.
You need
you
to do.
You do that. All
but
right,
before,
I shall.
You shall indeed. But you just keep in mind that nobody fucks shit up like I do. And you never forget it. So bring it.
That's not intimidating. I just want you to know.
Oh, it wasn't meant to be intimidating.
Great. Fantastic.
It was meant to be factual.
Okay.
And understood and acknowledged.
There was nothing you said that
Thanks.
I didn't know already.
You damn right you didn't.
Thanks for the reminder.
So the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight happened and
we were at my house smoking weed and not watching it.
And eating like fat things
right?
and not giving a fuck because what?
And we actually thought about like streaming the fight or ordering the fight. And then when it came out, we were just like, or we could just not. Like, the internet will tell
it.
Us who won, right?
And... apparently, it was one of the most boring things that's ever happened
right.
in the world.
Everybody had been hyping it up. They were like, oh, this is going to be the last great boxing match of all time and shit. And then evidently, it was boring as hell.
What did get a lot of attention and discussion going was Jamie Foxx singing the national anthem.
And I loved it.
Don't get me wrong. Jamie Foxx can sing. But I would have never been like, oh, who should we get to sing the national anthem
mm-hmm.
at, like, probably the last big boxing match ever?
Probably not Jamie Foxx. Like, of all the... you had Beyonce right there. Well, you probably couldn't pay Beyonce. Y'all don't have the budget.
Beyonce would have got paid more than they did.
Right, because I just don't see Beyonce... like, you, she might be at the event, but I don't see her participating in that shit.
So, yeah, he sang it a lot like a deacon.
He seemed just a little bit drunk and a little bit too high to me. Like, maybe if he hadn't indulged so much in the coke or whatever the fuck he put up his nose before he went out on that ring, like, it wouldn't have been so bad.
It was like he was hiding Molly in his gator boots.
You know how black people who can't really sing that good be doing runs all the time at the end of, like, every fucking line?
You can take... the children
right.
bounce them on their knees. Bounce them on the knee and then they sing a melody. That's Martin.
Okay. Well, but Jamie Foxx did that exact same thing.
It was better on Martin.
I didn't mind it, though, because I don't really mind disrespecting American anthems or songs that are supposed to instill some kind of American pride. Fuck it up is what I say. Go
and
ahead.
And then at the end, he said hallelujah
right.
twice.
Hallelujah! Like, nigga, this is not the AME church. What are you doing right now? Like, this is not... we not
he took
to
a
take
heavy
the
bump
fund.
It, before he got there.
Okay, it was significant.
A B2K bump, bump, bump.
Okay. You just
Triple
had
bump.
To. All right. You just had to. It's,
yeah, it was trash.
I mean, there's
but
nothing else
says,
that can be said. It's Jamie Foxx.
He said, I think he tried to blame it like on the telecast, and then said something about he couldn't hear, and then like an organ, and then he killed it, but whatever.
It don't matter.
Jamie Foxx is beloved, in my opinion. A little crazy.
I don't think
I like
this
him.
Is going to like...
yeah, it's not
going to
yeah, he's not going to ruin his career.
Right. Whatever.
Let's see here.
What else happened?
Chris Brown dodged some battery charges.
Deadass thought you was about to say Chris Brown died. Like, that's what it sounded...
what?
That's just what it sounded like you was finna say.
Jesus.
Like Chris Brown died.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, I thought maybe you was going to talk about... never mind. That was what I thought.
I mean, but have you seen him?
God like, damn.
Close enough.
He looked like Rufio.
No, Chris Brown has seemed to be very happy lately. Him and royalty can't get enough. He's always talking about her and posting photos. The baby is so cute.
She is.
His birthday was Cinco de Mayo. And
wow, what an unfortunate circumstance.
It's like you can't do anything but get wasted. Then you're also Chris Brown. Right. So it's like, damn. And right. Then he fell his whole black ass off that stage. Did you see that?
No. He fell.
He was performing or somewhere. Like, he was at a club birthday party.
Okay.
In Vegas or something. And he did, like, one of those old Miles Mitchell spins on the stage. And flew his whole ass right off the side of it.
Gravity don't work like it used to, I
and
guess.
Then it looked like he fell into the crowd. And then they kind of, like
shoved
rushed
his ass
him,
back
like,
up there.
Like, or? They, like, jumped on him. Like, they got so excited. Like, that's terrifying, though.
Yeah.
Like,
I would be scared as hell. That's like a stampede and niggas coming towards you.
I might have had a heart attack. And well. Like, can you? Anyway.
So no, I can't imagine that.
A man in Vegas said that Chris Brown punched him in the face during an early morning basketball game, I think at a hotel he was staying in.
What?
And the criminal charges were very promptly dropped by the man, who says that he would no longer like to pursue them. So
Chris sent him a check then.
Either that or he didn't do shit.
That don't sound right. Why would you drop the charges without going to court?
Because he probably lied. I mean,
it's Chris Brown.
I mean,
though.
It is Chris Brown, but I would like to think that it, you know, and it's Vegas. I really don't believe that. I mean, it would be very disappointing if he's still out here acting an ass.
Like, I heard Chris Brown follow Carucci on Instagram again.
He did, and left some comment under one of his pictures talking about, thank you so much for my birthday. Thank you for the birthday love. This month is also a special day for this. It's also special for the three loveliest women in my life. Something like that. I'm paraphrasing.
Is this
and
the
then he said
birthday?
his Mother's Day.
Okay.
May 17th is you know who, and then May 27th is his baby's birthday.
Who's you know who?
Carucci, girl.
Oh, I thought it was Rihanna. I mean, I thought Chris was about to kill.
God damn, people still ain't thinking about Carucci. Shit.
I forgot that fast.
He probably misses her or whatever.
Hey, nigga, don't
Stay
group
strong,
me
girl.
In. Don't group me in. Like, I get it, but don't associate my birthday with the birthday of the baby that you cheated on me to have.
Right?
Like, don't
10 days later, too.
Why don't you just include your mom and your baby and leave me out of that? Like, you could have just kept Carucci out of that whole statement. But we knew when she was on Iyanla that she was going to go right back to that
back.
Motherfucker.
Dumb.
Okay.
Da-da-da-da-da.
You just
Ooh, what if he does an old Michael Jackson ass tribute and puts it on Vimeo like
people
he did the last
live.
One
people
to try
live.
And get her back.
Okay, not to get Carucci back though. He's not gonna do all that.
I mean,
he's not about
to,
he is, but he's not that emotional. Not like girly emotional, not like relationshipy emotional. He doesn't seem to like really give a shit about any of these girls that he be fucking with. Like, you expect me to believe that Chris Brown is like loyal and really like devoted to one girl?
He does. You know why? Because he reacts.
That don't mean he's loyal. That just means he's a typical ass fuck nigga who feels like
everybody. I'm not saying loyal. I'm saying you said he don't give a fuck.
Oh, well. Okay. I see what you're saying. Like, he gives a nigga fuck.
Indifference is the true opposite of love.
All right.
Young Thug and DaGame.
No. Because, no, we don't know who that is.
Jaceon and E.T. I don't know. I don't know Young Thug. What is Young Thug's real name?
It doesn't matter.
Let's look it up.
No, because then a picture of him might come up.
Young Thug reminds me of that alien that was a roach in the first Men in Black.
Okay, you ain't shit.
Like, I feel like at any time he's going to ask for some sugar water and then bugs are going to come out of his mouth.
Last night, me and Asante were debating who was uglier between Fetty Wap and Young Thug.
Young Thug.
And I didn't realize
and Fetty Wap
it, but
has one eye.
Young Thug is like
hideous.
Way uglier, though. Like, it's not even close.
It's not even close.
And that nigga's eye is missing. Like, how are you?
He could be missing both of them and he would
and
still
he would
look
still be
than
like
Young
just
Thug.
The construction of his face would be better than Young Thug. Like, I've never seen anybody that tragically ugly. Like, it's bad. It's a severe case.
Jeffrey Williams.
Okay. Well, I would have gone by Jeffrey.
So I don't know if you know any of this because, you know, you
because who
don't
cares?
Care. Right.
Right.
But actually, you do. We've talked about Young Thug and versus Wayne on the show briefly and how he had to change his album from the Carter Six to Barter Six. Because Wayne threatened legal action against him.
Well,
Wayne is also, I think, like on a mini tour or something right now. And he's been popping up at a lot of shows talking shit, like saying fuck Rich Gang.
Okay.
And I think Young Thug can suck a dick. And urging people not to buy albums with naked niggas on the cover. Just going off.
Well, all right.
Young Thug has said on Instagram in response that he understands that Dwayne is, you know, frustrated or frustrated, as he says, with his career right now, and that he will never go or throw insults at Wayne because Wayne is his idol.
Oh,
I mean, well,
so
he's
took
obsessed.
The high road.
Oh, I mean, he's more so like a little nutty,
like swim fan, like
maybe.
Really, like, is that bad?
Kind of weird. It's like it's a little...
Especially if the nigga been going around clowning the fuck out of you.
I'm telling you, he's an extraterrestrial.
Okay. Well, maybe
he's
Lil
here
Wayne
to snatch
has...
bodies.
Well, not Lil Wayne's body. Of all the ones you could take,
it
wouldn't
just keep his body snatched, if you know what I'm saying.
All right. Why are you this way?
He's questionable. That's all I'm saying.
He's not the one who... Is he the one who said something gay or...
He always says something gay to me.
Okay. So Lil Wayne is on tour. That's the part that you said that I cared about.
And he's just been, you know, vocal about his disdain for Thugger. So apparently the game is very great friends with Lil Wayne. And at a recent club appearance, said something about daring a pussy nigga to walk through California and say fuck Wayne.
Yum.
And that he will fuck Young Thug up.
Okay.
Young Thug went on Instagram.
Is this
said,
where niggas release statements now? Instagram?
Yeah, it's like,
oh my God. So everybody just said, fuck CNN. Having a publicist. Fuck a manager.
And he said the following.
See, you used to be a Crip. Now you're a Blood. So I don't want no smoke with you. You got Bloods and Crips on your team. And you was a male stripper once before. So I don't want to fight you. I don't want no germs on you, pussy nigga. And you know I'm in LA more than I'm a Schwarzenegger. He the governor. Fuck, nigga. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then at that point, they're like a gun pops up. It becomes very interesting and very, very black.
So
the game responded with an Instagram note of his own.
Oh my God.
Sealed with a kiss. I don't know why.
I just want to point out that Arnold Schwarzenegger is not the governor of California.
He is not.
He just really isn't. That's just so inaccurate. And if you're in California so much that you brag about it, I don't see how you could get the name of the governor wrong. That's just very puzzling and a little upsetting to me. I don't get that.
The game said something like...
I don't have to listen to the video, do I?
Are you sure you don't want
to? No, go ahead. Mash play.
No, it's fine. Okay. If you don't want to.
Well, I don't really care.
I'm gonna.
You paint your nails like a fucking girl. You call your niggas bae, and you a hoe ass nigga. Keep fucking around, niggas gonna drive by that nail shop and light that motherfucker up.
So
this is like really fucking homophobic. We don't even have to get into all that. Like, that's obvious. We get it.
Here are my issues. My first issue, besides the fact that I had to look at Young Thug, like, why does he even have? And then you have.
Why
your
are you
septum
even
pierced?
On Instagram?
It's like, why are you going out of your way to be so?
Does
ugly?
He use? Is there a filter to make him look better?
There ain't a filter on earth that could do that.
Then there are apps. You can do something.
He needs to find the filters from whatever his home planet is and use those.
He need to go unbotched and be like, God set me up like this and I need y'all to correct it because it's
I
severe.
I also am very uncomfortable with the lining of his fingernails. They're very dark. They remind me kind of like the outlines
like
of the
under his fingernails?
On Ed, Edd n Eddy. Like the whole nail.
Really?
Yeah, it looks like...
That's disturbing.
Like how they outline the Powerpuff Girls and stuff. Like, it's just very thick and black. Like a Craig McCracken cartoon.
It's probably a nutrition deficiency. I feel like this nigga don't really eat his fruits and vegetables on a regular schedule.
Probably.
You know, I just feel like that nigga lives off of high fructose corn syrup almost exclusively. So I'm not surprised if things on his body are not the color they're supposed to be. That sounds right.
Look, guys, let's all calm down. Too much bullshit going on in the world for niggas to be trying to kill each other over dumb shit.
First of all, y'all are really threatening to kill each other over Lil Wayne not liking this other nigga. Like, you really ready to die for this, though? You ready to die over this nigga? I feel
or
like
kill. Like either way,
and aren't all these people like adults? Aren't they parents? Like, shouldn't your priorities
adults
be better than
is
this?
Like, such a strong.
I mean, but like, come the word. Fuck on. At what point do you say I'm tired of being a fuck nigga and this bullshit is not worth it? Like, who even cares?
Death.
Why are you on Instagram? Like, really calling out another nigga, acting like you gonna do something. You really gonna kill this nigga behind this shit? So you ready to go to prison? Behind a nigga who don't give
Listen,
a fuck about you.
If anybody appreciates some ghetto ass hip hop shit and some, you know, ready to die shit, it's me.
Yeah.
Isn't like the whole hip hop beef thing like Bang Bang? Isn't that like,
I mean, it's just so 90s.
And right.
We just, I thought after the whole Biggie Tupac thing, we kind of agreed that we were going to chill the fuck out.
Or can it be like something like deep? Like, I mean, if like, I mean, I get it, but like,
or let it be about something
beefing with each other because they don't like each other. And not even that they don't, because Young Thug doesn't even, he's just kind of like, listen, I just was hoping that I could be Lil Wayne reincarnated, right? And I don't understand why everyone's so mad, you know,
because well, you're acting like you want to like wear Lil Wayne's skin, my nigga, like you're being weird about
I think he
it
does.
It's like people are concerned, bitch. This is scary.
He probably like has a Christina Milian cutout that he sleeps
oh
with.
Oh my God, why
And then
would
it
you?
Plays like the Kim Possible theme song when you press its breasts.
I've never seen anybody waste their good looks and marginal talent quite like Christina Milian has. It's remarkable. That Drunken Love remix with Wayne.
I don't know what you're talking about. So next.
Google the Drunken Love remix with
That's
Lil Wayne. I'm telling the listeners, with Lil Wayne and Christina Milian, and just go on and fuck up your whole evening. This is horrible.
Kylie Jenner has admitted to getting her lips plumped up. In other news, pig's pussy is indeed bacon.
Yes. In other news that we already fucking knew, anybody with half a fucking brain knew that that little girl was doing something to her face. Who is she revealing this to? Like the 10-year-olds who worship her?
It's like, okay, so...
who is this a newsflash for?
Like, what? It's like they try to have these, like, reality show exclusives or something. Like, so you sat up here and lied this whole time so the reveal could be on the show? Bitch,
right.
We sat here and looked at these extra big-ass Angie Stone-ass lips that she's had.
We saw them.
For the entire time, you've been trying to tell us that that was just a little bit of Mac and some smackers.
Right.
Bitch, bye.
Like, we supposed to believe this bitch just went to Ulta and was like, just go on and draw me on some new lips, spray it, set it. Nobody will know the difference. Like, bitch, okay.
So she said she's got temporary fillers. I don't even know what that is.
Well, I'm not really glad, but it made no sense for her to be denying it. At least she's saying something. It would be like if Khloé and Kim denied getting their asses done. Like,
didn't
bitch. They did, I think, years ago. But, I mean, you cannot. They can't seriously be that fucking delusional to think that nobody can tell. If you go back, I'm sure I've said this before. If you go back to the early seasons of that show, none of them had ass. Not like that. Not that big, fake, ugly shit they have now. That whole fucking family is fake.
I also hear that Kylie and Kendall are looking to get their names trademarked.
Oh, mine is.
Your name isn't like a real ass, like everyday average American white ass name.
Are they trying to get like
Kendall and Kylie?
Oh, just the word Kendall. Like just
like
that.
The name.
Oh, just Kendall. I thought Kylie. They were getting like Kendall Jenner trademarked. Oh, no. Oh, what? Fuck these bitches. Who are they? Fuck out of here. All the billions of Kendalls who came before and after your ass, girl.
The baddest Kylie that I know in life, I left her motherfucking badass right over there on Broadway. Haven't seen her since. And the only other one I told y'all I fuck with is Minogue. I don't know this little girl.
Right.
She needs to trademark a high school education and some Caucasian lips.
Trademark some goddamn sense and some parents who give a fuck about your well-being, girl. Focus on that.
Trademark a nigga that is your own age with no children.
Or really just trademark focusing on your own damn self and growing up because you're 17 years old and there is no rush. Just anything, just any kind of fucking sense.
But congratulations on your big reveal. Your whole entire daddy was just on TV revealing that he's transgender,
right?
And what, you want us to pat you on the back because you're not lying no more? Girl, get the fuck out of
here. Did you
face.
See the video clip too? It was also contrived and like clearly set up where she runs over to Chloe and one of her ATL Negro twins. Handmaidens and goes, oh my God, they just asked me about my lips and I just didn't even know. And I was just like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I was just like, oh my God, Kylie. I was like, oh my God, Chloe. How do I even do? I just like, don't even. Like, oh, who the fuck? Go on somewhere, little girl. No teenager should annoy me the way that one does.
Well, that's Bitch You Guessed It for this week.
Is it? Look at God the Father. I don't think we missed anything. I don't know if anything else happened.
I don't feel like anything else really happened.
No, I think you did a good job this week picking stuff up.
Yeah, I just be trying.
Yeah, good job, friend.
Bitch, you guessed it! Damn you!
Okay, no.
You will never threaten me.
All right, don't worry about it. Because I've already threatened you, and it's coming.
That's fine.
It's fucking coming.
Bring it.
All right. Hey, guys, if you find yourself on the run a lot and you're looking to make better snacking choices, then look no further. Head on over to naturebox.com/TheRead to get a free trial box of delicious snacks. NatureBox has over 100 nutritionist-approved snacks and something for everybody. Every snack has zero artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners, 0 grams of trans fat, and no high-fructose corn syrup. Kefir is going to tell you a little bit more about our favorites.
Let me tell you something that I love. Snacks! And you can get so many different varieties at Nature Box, including brand new snacks like the strawberry lemonade fruit stars, the dark chocolate pretzel pops, which is my nickname, the sweet and salty nut medley,
which is,
and the mini Belgian waffles, which are so good. So make sure that you go over to naturebox.com and get you a free trial. That's 5 free snacks. So delicious. Go give them a shout out and let them know that we sent you.
Yes, you can customize your box to fit the family or you or whoever else you want to share with. So go on over to naturebox.com/TheRead to get that free trial. Let them know Kefir and Crystal sent you. And now let's get back to the show.
So we're back to the show, and it's time for listener letters.
It certainly is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We have an update this week from the young lady who emailed us last week about her boyfriend who was diddling other boys in the booty hole on cam. Remember that?
How could you forget?
I just didn't know if you remembered. Because you be forgetting a lot. But anyway, she said, after listening to you guys respond to my problem, I realized y'all were 100% right. It was unrealistic for me to believe that I would be able to get over something that made me so uncomfortable, regardless of his relationship with his coworker. I took your advice and broke up with him and told him that even though my feelings toward him never changed, I just could not be on board with his job. He did confess to me during our breakup that he is having quote unquote bi-curious thoughts, and I advised him his best.
Got him.
For him to figure out what he wants before entering another relationship. Thank you guys for so much for making me realize I'm in my prime and I shouldn't be stressing over no man. You are welcome, Miss Lady. Congratulations on doing what you're supposed to do and letting go of that young homosexual that was your boyfriend. So let's
when a top
move.
Becomes a bottom.
As the never mind. I was going to say something really inappropriate. Shout out to everybody who keeps emailing me asking for the name of that website. I'm not telling you.
I mean, it's... Well, anyway.
What? So, you know what? I'm not dealing with your ass. So, let's start this week. Do you want to... Okay. This letter comes from somebody I'm going to call Coco. And Coco says, I am a second grade teacher. Last week, one of my students was making jokes with two of his friends, and in one of those jokes, I heard him call me a nigger. The child is white and laughed about it afterwards. I tried not to get upset, but I couldn't help it, and I let him know that I overheard him, and he confessed. I wrote him up and sent him to the office, and his raggedy-ass mama came up to the school trying to get loud, but ended up taking him home for the day. When he returned to school, I spoke to him about that word and why it isn't acceptable, even though in the back of my mind, it's still fuck him forever. Now, every week when we go to
second
the library...
Grade. God damn.
Every week when we go to the library,
it's his mammy's fault.
I make him check out books on African American heroes, but I don't feel like that's enough. What other punishments or consequence should I impose on him? I should mention that Coco, I believe, is a man. I don't know if that changes your perception or your answer at all, but
it really doesn't.
What advice do you have for young Coco dealing with asshole second graders?
First of all, four for you.
Right? Because let me tell you who are like extremely underpaid and undervalued and overworked is teachers. I don't get how you like even voluntarily be around other people's children all day.
You go, Coco.
Because goddamn, whoa, kids are the worst. But anyway.
If anybody, it was the loud ass mama that should have really gotten the cussing out and the punishment. A second grade child.
I just feel
probably
for
doesn't
the
even
teacher.
Know what the fuck like.
I mean, but like putting yourself in that situation, it would be so frustrating to deal with something like that. And obviously you can't lash out.
I mean, I hate kids, so I get it. Like, I totally understand.
But you're also not in a position where you can just go down the hallway to the principal's office and cuss out his mama either. Like, teachers have to really walk this fine line where even if you do something really fucked up or terrible to them, they still have to be nice to you, which I don't know. I feel is unfair, but this is just... I don't know that writing off this second grader forever in the back of your head is really where your mind should be.
His damn child.
I mean, yeah, but I think it's important for you to realize that this is something that he most likely picked up from. Well, no, he's in second grade. He definitely got this from his trifling ass mama or whoever else she has around. So he's just repeating what he hears at home.
I can't believe she tried to come to the school and get loud.
That's the thing that is blowing my mind. Like, you know your kid is at school and... is calling his teacher nigger,
that's,
and you're not
the
ashamed?
Problem with these bitches in the motherfucking first place. Woo. How dare you have your child be at the school in 2015 saying that word, and you do anything but come to the school and get your kid.
How are you not so embarrassed? I feel like the white parents I know would have snatched their kids. Well, I hope they would have. But I just feel like it would have been way worse. Like, even though nigger and cracker are not the same, if I had called a teacher a cracker, and my daddy had to come up to the school, he would have put his foot up my ass. Like, it would have been right there in front of the whole damn class. It would have been a fucking problem. People who excuse their shitty ass kids' behavior are doing nothing but raising entitled little adults who are going to grow up and, like, be that exact same shithead person in their everyday interactions.
If you want to be, you know, like a Principal Clark and really try and help and, you know, give him these books... and really instill some like knowledge in this child, go for it. And I commend that and I respect that, because I'm all about, you know, young people, kids and stuff, understanding and getting it. I think a second grader is probably going to be like, okay, can I have some juice now? Like, I don't even like, I can't even begin to think. Like, I feel like a second grade child is probably going to be like, girl, okay. Like, I don't, you know.
Right. And most likely, whatever you say or do, he's just going to go home and his mom is going to be like, don't listen to nothing that nigga say. And that's just going to be the
exactly.
end of it. Like, you can sit there and really try to get through to him, but his home life is going to be more dominant in his thinking. So I don't want to say don't waste your time on that kid, but definitely don't waste your energy being mad at him. Like,
yeah, there's nothing you can do about that.
And that's sad that usually the answer for, you know, what do I do when something racist happens is, I don't know, girl, find a way to deal with it. Like, it's really, when it comes down to it, there's just so little that we can actually do about situations like that, which is infuriating. But good luck to you, sir. Let us know how that turned out. Our next question comes from Jeremy, which is a fake name. And he says, my brother is a 41-year-old man who is heavily involved with church here in the South. And he is also secretly heavily involved with multiple men.
Work.
I've spoken to him about this, and he ignores any help or advice I try to give him about coming out of the closet.
Yes, indeed.
My brother still lives at home with our parents and isn't doing much career-wise, but working a dead-end grocery store job. I'm afraid his... You just...
What?
God. People be reading the fuck out of their family in this inbox. I'm afraid his reckless secret sex life with all these men will end badly for him. I'm not sure what else to do, and I don't know any gay people that I can ask advice from. What's your suggestion? Should I out him to my parents, who are still paying the majority of his bills at home? Please help.
I'm trying to figure out what... the bills and the bussy have to do with each other.
Well, I think he means, like, should I tell my parents that my brother is gay, even running the risk that they might put him out of the house, like, because he pays the bills or they pay his bills.
But why do the parents need to know?
Well, I think the brother is feeling like the Jeremy is feeling like his gay brother is so reckless that somebody needs to do something, like, now to stop him from spreading it open or doing whatever he's doing with every man in whatever southern town they live in. So, Jeremy, really, like, I understand the concern, and you don't want a bunch of, like, gay drama and fallout to be around your brother, because Lord knows that's mess. Like, I've been there and it's mess. But this really is not your business. Like, I know this is your brother. and you care very much about
here
him.
Here we are.
But it's just not, this is not your place. Your brother is 41 and maybe he is just working a dead end grocery store job, but at least he ain't fucking a bunch of bitches and having kids he can't take care of. Like, you just gotta look on the bright side sometimes. Like, that is a good thing.
Pass that nigga some rubbers. Pray for him.
Yeah, there's really, you can't change a grown nigga's decision making.
Especially not an old, hot, and dick ass, grown ass nigga. 41 and out here fucking everybody?
Come
lost
on.
Lost cause. Like, so you better just go ahead and send up a good word in his favor and pass him some prophylactic.
I'm hoping he was like suppressing his sexuality all his life and just started getting into it a few years ago. So maybe he's just like a late
bloomer.
Did he
say that he's like spoke to him and said, hey?
Yeah, he said, I try. You don't be listening at all.
I'm so
I know
sorry.
You don't. He said, I've spoken to him about this and he ignores any help or advice I try to give him about coming out
there
of the closet. We all have that family member sometimes where we just like, Lord, what can I do to get through to this crazy bitch? But it's just nothing. Sometimes you just have to be like, well, you know what, Jesus? I give it up to you. I tried with this nigga. And it's like, but you can't make nobody change their own habits or their lifestyle. You can't force somebody into that. If your brother wants to be a hoe, he's probably just going to be a hoe.
Who is heavily in the church?
Oh, okay. So that made me think he's like a choir director fucking all the boys.
Always,
yeah. Or if they not the choir
girls
director,
be the one.
They be on the music team too. Check that nigga on the organ. That nigga who be going in.
With anyway,
with gusto.
So yeah, I would just let him live. Let your brother know that you are there for him and that you want the best for him. And if he really needs anything, that you're there for him and all of that. I don't think that you should tell parents.
Yeah, don't out
or anything
him
like that, because the fallout is not. It's not even your place. So just
don't tell your
alone
parents unless you're willing to open up your door and have him come stay with you and bring his parade
hello
of men in and out your house. Don't fuck up somebody else's housing situation unless you're ready to take them in your damn self. And it sounds like you would not be willing to do that.
And that
shit
grinder time is going to be on your nerves.
Okay, and when all of a sudden niggas is, all of a sudden niggas is nearby your house and coming in and out of your house off these apps all
you don't
want to
come home
night
at, you know, after a late night of work.
Nope.
And all you hear is the bass from I Love Guy and the door is locked and it smells like Vaseline.
Or what, you come home and it's red lights on in the living room and I Love God is on and the bass is turned up and there's a pole set up and your brother's got on some drawers, and then there's going to be a really awkward conversation to have.
You don't need that.
Right. So just you just mind your business. Let him know that he needs to be safe. Make sure he's using condoms. That's most important every time.
Yes, because NYC is trying to tell the girls that AIDS and HIV can be gone by 2020 if we just all use PrEP and tell the girls to use it as well.
Good God. Could it really be eradicated if everybody started having safe
by
sex?
By 2020, that is what they're saying in New York.
Oh, in New York.
Doesn't even make no damn sense. So what happens when all the tourists that come to New York right every day come
right
here
right
and fucks? Like, I don't. Anyway, you know,
I
but
get
hopefully
what you're saying, though. Right. Hopefully your brother is strapped up and being safe, but there's nothing else you can do about that.
Yeah.
So we have one more from somebody who's having issue with her family. Do you want to do that or nah? Or have we going? Are we going long? Have
no,
we
we're not
long
going
okay
long, but I mean, is this like, sounds kind of boring, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding.
Well,
no, go ahead.
Then we don't have to.
No, read the letter.
Okay. This comes from Lanasia, who says,
all right. Where is that?
I joined the
just
Air Force.
My packs.
You know what? And I'm actually not going to do this because Lanasia's question deserves somebody who is aware and focused.
No, I'm listening.
So what we are going
I'm
to
totally
do
aware
is
and
wrap
focused
up. This is actually about money now that I look at it. And Lanasia says, I joined the Air Force when I was 18 because I could not afford to go to college. Over the course of my time in the Air Force, I have learned valuable money skills that were not ingrained in me growing up. I grew up in Southeast DC where most people don't even know what a savings account is, let alone how to manage their money. Long story short, because I am the one who got out of the hood, everybody seems to think I'm made of money and continually ask me for it. I am not poor, but I'm also nowhere near rich. I'm leaving the military next summer to go to school full time, and I'm trying to save up as much as I can. My family members have no concept of managing their money or have a real bank account. This is a problem for multiple reasons, because if you don't have money, I'm stuck paying the bill for whatever you ask me to sign up for or sign for in your name. While I don't mind helping here or there, I'm continually getting shafted by family members. I know if I give somebody money, there is no way in hell I'm getting it back. What should I do to steer family away from asking for money?
Don't ask me for no more goddamn money.
I've already had a cell phone situation with my sister when I let her join my plan and she picked... Okay, you know
what? Yeah, don't tell the rest of the
You already things. Have been through this shit with your people and you still wondering how to tell them niggas no?
So listen, I just really hope my family never listens to this. But like my mother, I know that like when I always remember growing up, my mother would sometimes, we would have like a couple of family members that would, you would only hear from when they were calling and you knew they were about to ask for something.
Yeah.
And my mother, if the phone was picked up at all... My mother would just be like, no. Like, she would make it very flat out, very clear. Right. And she is a Christian woman, most holy woman that I know. You know what I'm saying? But she's just like, no. Like, no.
Right.
Because what happens, especially with family, is that they will take advantage of you if you don't put your foot down and say no. And if they want to be mad at you or make you... out as like a bad guy because you're not trying to financially support them, that's fine. Listen, sometimes you have to allow people to make you to be the villain. Yep. Like sometimes you have to be like, bitch, I'll be the bad guy in this situation. Will. If that makes you feel better, if it helps you sleep at night, me being Cruella DeVille, go ahead. Make me whatever bad guy you want.
If that means my saving account stays where it's at and I don't have to worry about how this rent and bills is getting paid in my apartment next month, then I will go ahead and be the bitch in that situation. But no, I'm not putting you on my cell phone plan when I already know you don't know how to pay your damn bills. No, I'm not signing off on checks or mortgages or whatever the fuck else for you. Like I'm not doing that shit. Like you said, you're not rich and you're not in the position to be able to take care of your life and somebody else's. If you can't afford to pay for somebody else to live, then you just can't. And you have to say that to them like very clearly, be as gentle as you want to, but don't be like, oh, I don't know, or like wishy-washy about it, because niggas detect weakness and they zoom in on it and then they exploit the fuck out of it. You have to be very firm with these people, just point blank period. Girl, I'm not paying it.
They'll be so, as soon as you start to waver and sound like, oh, I'm not sure, all of a sudden that's when the gout and fucking like, you know, bum knees and all of that shit start acting up and they try and tug at your heartstrings. You have to give them a flat out honest no.
Right.
And leave it at that. And if they want to go ahead and be mad at you for it, let them go ahead and be mad at you for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they will be mad and you will have your money.
I don't think there's anything wrong with sharing the information that you learned in the Air Force about managing money, because unfortunately that's something that is generational. And if you're... So if you can hear that noise, Kid Fury decided to vape in the studio and now he has the air freshener to cover up his mistakes.
You are such a damn tattletale.
People can hear that damn hiss.
It is just Febreze.
Okay, that's enough. Goddamn. Shit, what is that? All right.
No, I found it in ginger and Veronica Mars.
Verbena? That shit?
Oh, yeah, that stuff.
Okay. I don't remember what I was saying. See, you so damn heavy-handed. But anyway, the answer is no, girl. Just tell him no.
Jesus, that was too much.
You did it to yourself. It
smells like Bruce bathroom in here.
All right, so that's definitely going to wrap up the questions. We will take a short break and be right back. You are so stupid.
Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by Loot Crate. If you consider yourself a geek, gamer, or nerd like myself, then this is definitely the subscription box for you. For less than $20 a month, you can get 6 to 8 really cool items like vinyl figurines, comics, shirts, really cool exclusive stuff, and more. So go to lootcrate.com/read and enter code READ, that's R-E-A-D, to save $3 on any new subscription. Each month's box is curated around a specific theme, and they always give you these really cool little treats inside of the box that are surrounded by that theme. And I've gotten so many things as a nerd that just really speak to cool stuff that I love, like Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Toys and replicas. I've gotten really cool like things that I can put on like my Chucks, air fresheners, toys, candy, exclusive comics. I've gotten subscriptions to other things like Crunchyroll, which I love. So if you like nerdy stuff, video games, comic books, cartoons, any of that stuff, go to lootcrate.com/READ and you can get $3 off of any new subscription. let me tell you, you're gonna like it. So go over there, let them know we sent you, because I really enjoy them. Lootcrate.com. Let's continue.
Hey guys, don't forget about our awesome sponsors over at Bevel. They are the creators of the first and only shaving system created specifically for men with coarse curly hair and sensitive skin. So you can forget about Magic Shave, clippers, and all those other products. We deserve better products that work better for us. You can check out GetBevel.com today and use a special promo code this weekend. Kim Fury's going to tell you about it.
Yes, this weekend we, because we love Bevel so much, have worked out an exclusive deal with their CEO, Tristan Walker, just for the Reed fans. So the first 150 people to use promo code FREETHEREED get their first month of Bevel supplies absolutely free. Yes, free. Gratis.
The whole first month. The
whole entire first month.
It's free, girl.
The code is FREETHEREED. That's one word. If you don't make it in time, because the deal is only available through Monday, May 11th, and again, it's only the first 150 people, you can just use a regular code, which is TheRead at GetBevel.com to get 20% off. So remember, it's GetBevel.com. I use this razor all the time and all the little products it comes with, and it's just so great. It's life-changing. It makes you feel all sexy and grown. So shout out to Bevel, and make sure that you go over there and give them some business and shout out to them. And all
it's really classy. It comes in great packaging. And it makes a fantastic gift. So again, go over to GetBevel.com and use code FREETHEREED this weekend. The first 150 people will get their first month free. Everybody else can use code THEREED to get 20% off. Have a better shave with Bevel and The Reed. And now let's wrap up the show.
So we're back and it's time for The Reed.
It is. Do you have a read for this week?
I do. And it's kind of a story.
Okay.
More than a read.
Well, do you want me to go first then? Because mine is just about Kim Kardashian's bitch ass friend.
Okay, sure.
I actually just found out about this. Do you know who Jonathan Cheban is?
The one who looks like an egg, like a chicken McNugget in the face?
The one who I saw an episode or some clips of the Fuck the Kardashians a few years ago. And his whole storyline on the show was how he was gay, but not really, but didn't want to come out to Kim or some shit. I don't know.
The one who looks like an egg McMuffin.
Yes, he's hideous. His face looks like it's melting away. But that's not what's important. Jonathan Cheban spoke out in defense of Kylie Jenner Kardashian, because there's not enough people standing up for this little girl, and said that Blac Chyna and Amber Rose are bullying her, which I think is just something people like to say because bullying is so hot now. But he said, Kylie's young, they're not, they're bullies. Both of them are kind of street. They take it to another level and they're always looking for a fight. They're too ghetto, too street. They're bullies and I want to bully them back. They're really aggressive. They should at least wait until Kylie's 18. So first of all, I'm not about to sit up here and say, yes, these two grown-ass ladies should be going in on some 17-year-old girl. No, that's not the case. Everybody here should be focused on Tyga. And I feel like Jonathan Cheban, number one, that's where you went wrong. Because regardless of Amber Rose and Blac Chyna and Khloé and Kylie all getting into Twitter wars or whatever the fuck else, all of this is behind a grown-ass man who has a child who is fucking with another child. Like, he is the problem here. The fact that all the women are going after each other and now this homosexual sidekick done jumped into the mix to get his name talked about too. Like, everybody is ignoring the actual source of the issue here, which is Tyga's bitch ass. Don't say nothing else about this alleged beef or whatever this bitch said, whatever, on Instagram, and this bitch put on fake lips. Would leave it all alone unless you're gonna point out the grown ass nasty ass nigga who is fucking a teenager, and that's Tyga. But number two, I'm quite damn tired of white people and their code words for nigger, and I'm calling you bitches out on it. Everybody knows about thug. Like, I feel like ever since they called Richard Sherman a thug for, you know, being good at football, white people have just kind of grabbed onto that, and it's their new, like, it's their nigger light. It's what they say when they really want to say nigger, but there's cameras around or mixed people around and they just don't know if they can risk it. So thug and street and they're too ghetto. They're ghetto. What about, please point out to me, that was what really pissed me off, because it's one thing to say, oh, well, you know, these bitches are uncouth. These bitches are immature. You know, these hoes need to grow up and get off the internet and leave teenagers alone. All that is fine. But now all of a sudden they're ghetto. And I know that same ghetto is not coming from the man who is representing the family that has taken all the traits of the ghetto, put them onto their bodies, and then made millions of dollars off of it.
And sold it back to all of their little white friends and followers.
Exactly. So this is
anybody. And she wasn't too ghetto when she was in there doing them fake squats. that's what your home.
Everybody wants to be black, but don't nobody want to be black. So now all of a sudden it's cool to have big ass lips, and it's cool to have a tiny waist and a big ass, just giant, just out of proportion ass. It's fine to take characteristics from black women and put them on your own damn bodies, but Amber Rose and Blac Chyna are ghetto. No, fuck you, sir. Nobody asked you to speak up. You could have kept this bullshit to yourself, but keep your fucking racist ass language about my people to your goddamn self, along with your irrelevant ass opinions.
And furthermore, how does it make you look being a grown ass man fighting a little girl's battles? Like, fighting in favor of a 16, 17 year old girl and talking about people are ghetto. Like, she has more money than you. Her sister's the only reason that you're even around. Like, she's gonna be fine, and she loves to get flip in the mouth and act real ghetto right back
her
with
own
them.
Damn self.
Ain't nobody bullying that girl, so shut the fuck up.
Truly not. And it just blows my mind that somebody whose only job is to say the things Kim Kardashian doesn't want to say publicly has the nerve to come after somebody. Like, you just, sweetie, you're nothing but a mouthpiece for somebody else who sometimes has the good sense to not log on the internet or say whatever the fuck comes to her ditzy ass mind. Just shut up and sit the fuck down somewhere, girl.
So stupid.
That just annoyed the shit out of me. So that's my read this week. Fuck you, Jonathan, Cheban, Shaban, whoever the fuck you are. Just fuck you, girl. Go crawl back up Kim's ass. There's plenty of room. Go crawl your ass back up there and get comfy. And you just stay there, girl, till somebody summons you.
So I don't have a read to anyone or anything specifically.
Okay.
I would just like to tell the full story of why I will no longer be going to the theater in public.
What theater?
Any of them. So here's the thing.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
I haven't been going to the movies that much lately. Ever since I've moved to New York City, I've probably been in a movie theater 5 or 6
because
times.
They $20
because the average ticket at like a regular old AMC for a movie is like $14. And okay, so the Avengers Age of Ultron just came out this past weekend, right? Huge movie. All the comic book fans and action film fans and so on are all excited. Very highly anticipated. One of my favorite shows on TV right now is called Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., also by Marvel. And what they like to do is tie the film and the movie in together. Like, they tie the series in with some of the Marvel movies, mm-hmm. which I always find very exciting. So because I knew that they were going to do that for the episode that came on last night, I said, let me go and watch this movie because I want to see anyway this weekend, so I'll be right there in time, and I'll be on, you know, I'll know what's going on when the show comes back on Tuesday. So I bought a ticket, mind you. I went to go see it at the IMAX because I said, if I'm gonna go, I might as well just go.
Yeah.
Let me get good and high and just like make an experience out of it. Mind you, these 3D shits that they sell you for an extra $7 at the movie theater ain't nothing but like some layers. You're putting on a glass and like the glasses, and really all they do, it's kind of like a Nintendo 3DS or something. Like, it's not like shit is popping out at you. It just kind mm-hmm. of adds some kind of depth that's not really even... Anyway.
Is it just in that movie?
It's in all of it. I've never
when
seen...
When I went to Maleficent, it was like that bitch was swooping down in front of me. It was
maybe
scary.
I got like cataracts or something. I don't know.
Okay. Because
to me, it's always like, okay, girl, I could have, you know, like, whatever. Yeah. It's cute, I guess.
I put my contacts in for this.
So I went onto the good internet and I bought my tickets at the IMAX in advance because I knew it was going to be hard. And initially, I got a ticket for Friday night. You know what I'm saying? Not Friday night, but like Friday afternoon. And the ticket that I got was kind of closer. I didn't go to that one, and we don't need to discuss why. But I skipped that one. It was fine. You know, yeah. I didn't make it. Fine. And it was kind of closer anyway to the screen that I really wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up getting a ticket on Monday afternoon because I said the girls are going to be at work. It's fine. I'll do it at this time. So I got a ticket that was like right in the middle row.
Okay.
When I get there, they scanned my little thing and they gave me the actual physical ticket with the number on it. G19.
You still remember this?
I remember it because when I got to my seat, there was a white man sitting in it. And he, you know, I said it's no big deal because he's going to get his ass up.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up having a ticket with the exact same number on it. as I did.
Wow.
Why? No idea. But by that time, the movie was getting ready to start. Like, they were showing, like, one last preview before the opening credits and shit. So I started to panic because, A, I smoked a joint on the street like a white guy before I got to the theater. And then, you know, like, B, bitch, I want to watch my movie. Like, I just came here to have a good experience. And I paid $21.99 twice for this movie. So, you know, like, I just want to have a good time and enjoy myself. Woo. So I went and got a manager or whatever, and he's just kind of like, oh, well, he needed to go and see the ticket for himself. So he's scooting. Mind you, some old black, like, Lonnie Love-ass bitch in the fucking theater was getting on my nerves because she didn't want to move her feet so that I could scoot by. Like, do you just want to prolong the process here? So, like, because I can step on your feet.
Yeah, just
I can
run
do
over
that,
legs.
Which
yeah.
I definitely did. But only after the second time of her just sitting there like I was supposed to just figure it out. Girl, first of all, I didn't give you these cankles. You did that yourself. And so you're not going to just sit here and have an attitude with me and you know I can't get past. So then on top of that, I can't cuss these motherfuckers at the IMAX out the way that you know I will cuss somebody out because I don't want to be rude to the rest of the people that paid their money to be here as well. So I had to whisper cuss and be like, you motherfuckers are out of your goddamn minds. I will burn this bitch down. How the fuck does he have the same bitch, do you know how much these goddamn tickets cost? And the goddamn shit, like I can't even get a free water. Bitch, I gotta buy the Dasani too. Y'all are some selfish assholes. Like, and so he's looking at me like I'm crazy, of course, because I'm cussing at him whispering. So that doesn't even make sense. Eventually, though, he was like, oh, there's a seat that wasn't sold. And it was literally the seat in the middle of the entire theater. So I'm like, all right. But my attitude is already stank, even though I got the seat, like, literally, like, right at the beginning of the movie. Oh. So I didn't really miss anything. Then,
oh Lord,
one thing I forgot to leave out of my latest Furious Thoughts video, which is currently on my YouTube channel. The guy that I was sitting next to was like a huge comic book fan, like probably waited his whole life for that moment and stuff like that, which I'm also a nerd. I don't really go up for physical comic books. Like, I'm trying to get into the comic thing now, but I don't really get it as much. I just like the movies based on them. So, and like the old X-Men cartoons and shit, but he was like living and breathing for this day, right? So, great. You know, I'm not going to judge you for it. We're all here to have a good time. He had the most annoying laugh that I've ever heard my life. Oh, no. And if anybody was at the Monday 3 p.m. showing of this film at the IMAX in Lincoln Square or whatever, you had to hear him. In fact, there was some guy who said hi to me. He was kind of cute, too. Who, like, he knew who I was before. So you had to hear him. The laugh went something like this. Like, I don't, that's not even a good, let me, it was like a, like, it was just the worst noise. It was kind of like a mix between, like, Madonna's vocals and, like, like the death of like a jaguar, like or like an antelope. Okay. It was just
so
horrid.
Nasty shit you want to relive.
And because he was such a huge fan, he like found humor in everything. In every, like, even not even just the damn jokes, because there was some funny shit in there. But he would just like the Black Widow would just like drop down and get her eagle on or whatever, like anything would happen, anything. Somebody would get a coffee and like it was just like the loudest. And then what was worse was that his breath smelled like ass and radishes, and every time he I got a whiff of it. And so it was like, damn, so I can't even enjoy my guy. So it was like, I can't even enjoy a damn day at the cinema because everybody wants to ruin my life. This is why I wait for Blu-rays and DVDs, because niggas just like, I don't like people. I don't like being around motherfuckers, and no one likes it. Like, no one knows how to just go to the movies and shut the fuck up and just have a good time. It was so bad. The laugh was so, like, he would laugh at times where he would be the only bitch in the whole theater laughing. And so then everyone is laughing because he laughing, and the whole theater can hear him. An IMAX theater.
And you're right next to him.
With screens the size of NeNe Leakes' back. And I'm right next to him with his horrible ass breath.
Right, his ass radish breath.
like, and I couldn't even really get
looking forward to it.
Was,
that
and
movie.
I was really, really looking. I haven't gone to the movies in the city. Like, it's few and far between these moments of me being in the movie theater because A, it's expensive, mm-hmm. and B, even at like back home in Miami, when I go to the movie theaters a lot, it would get on my nerves because people just act crazy in the theater or get on my nerves. Just be silent. Shut up. The movie is on. I want to watch the film. So that, folks, woo! Is why it's a hearty fuck you out to Fandango, IMAX, and Ass Radish Breath at the 3 p.m. movie. A bitch can't even watch the goddamn Avengers. I'm sure I missed. So it took me like 15 minutes before I actually started digesting the story. Okay. Because the 15
So you did? Did you enjoy you already, the movie?
Oh, I loved it. Okay. But for like the first 15 minutes, I was halfway in my brain like, all of these bitches get on my goddamn nerves. Like, yeah. It was like, I was cussing out the entire island of Manhattan for
that
the first
That was me 15. At Trader Joe's yesterday. I went to fucking Trader Joe's on 72nd Street and them niggas have started rationing the coconut oil.
Oh, I heard.
It's not on the shelves anymore. You have to go up at the checkout and ask behind the counter. And even then, they'll only give you one. And then they had the nerve to be sold out. So I took my ass to Trader... Anyway, not to... But I was very pissed. Like, very angry. And an old lady asked me to move my cart. And I almost said, you move the cart, stupid bitch! She had, like, a walker and everything. So
yeah,
I had to just, like... But when you're that pissed, it's just like you don't give a fuck about what's right or fair. You just want to cuss people out. I commend Max. You for not hollering in that movie theater at that manager.
Why
good on you,
I didn't
friend?
Have to go through all that? You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to watch my goddamn movie.
And you tried to clown me for asking you what it was about. And then I went home and Googled it and I was right. It was a bunch of superheroes. So why did you even roll your eyes?
Because how in the hell had you not heard about the Avengers?
Who is Ultron? What are Avengers?
I found out about... Well, no, I didn't know who that was prior to the film. Okay. But whatever. Like...
whatever is right. And the thing was, I guessed it. And you still acted like I was wrong. Bitch, I guessed it.
Oh, so you're feeling yourself today,
No,
huh?
You already know what your punishment is for your little shenanigans. And I don't have to tell the people... But you know what it is, and I know what it is, and we
I feel like
know.
That is drastic.
No, it's appropriate, and it's just, and I'm looking forward to carrying it out on your ass.
That's, no. You know, there's cruel and unusual punishment, and this is that.
Well, and that is just what it'll have to be. I'm glad you enjoyed the movie, though, friend.
No.
So that wraps up another episode of The Read. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. This is The Read. Also on Instagram. And check out thisistheread.com where you can see links to every show and read our bios and see all who all has been on the show and show archives and all kinds of shit. So anything to do with the show, thisistheread.com. Do you have any announcements this week?
A very special one.
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited for this.
So... September 12th?
Yeah, that's it.
September 12th, we will be having a very special Read Live show in London!
England!
Yay!
Not like London, Texas.
Fucking fun. There's a London, Texas.
There's an everything in Texas. There's a Paris, Texas.
And a bunch of fun. Anyway, but yes, we will be doing a show in London, England, September 12th.
Oh my God.
So excited.
So excited to come across the pond and see all you guys. So those tickets will be on sale. When, Kid Fury?
Monday at 10 a.m. London time.
Yes.
So... if you'd like to come out, we're going to be having a very cute show. It's going to be somewhere here near the London Bridge. I didn't mean to say that like a... Listen, please don't like be offended by my... But it's literally going to be by the bridge somewhere right here. So,
I'm so excited. TheReadLive.com, Monday, yes. May 11th, 10 a.m. London time. Those tickets will go on.
Yes, Monday.
Yes, Monday, May 11th.
At 10 a.m.
London time.
London time.
TheRead, LIVE.com. So we are so hyped for that. Also, this weekend, we'll be in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
May 9th. So we are excited to see y'all this Saturday.
We'll be in Chicago and L.A. next month.
Yes, in June. So TheReadLive.com, actually, for tickets and info for all of those shows. And let's see, anything else?
Yes, watch the things on my YouTube channel.
Okay.
Like Furious Thoughts and The Green Experiment. And I'm also getting ready to launch Neon soon, which is my gaming and nerd channel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited. I don't know which game I want to review and discuss first.
Hopefully not thrilled. That nasty fighting game that you and Asante love so much. That filthy mess. Ugh.
Mortal Kombat is a classic.
It is disgusting.
It's one of the greatest fighting games that's ever been created.
Okay, I'm going to let you have that. Shout out, I wanted to say really quick, to Ebony. They have a great article up on their website called Black Women Are Winning the Podcast Game. And they were so kind as to feature me as one of their black women who are, quote unquote, winning the podcast game. So thank you so much for that. Classic. You can head over to ebony.com. There'll be a link on our Twitter and Facebook where you can check that out. But thanks so much. They have some dope people honored too, like our friend Cheska Lee and some other great podcasts. If you're looking for some more diversity in your podcast lineup, check out that article on Ebony. And I think that's it for me. What about you, Kid Fury?
I just also, while I'm talking about video games, want to stress to all of you that when Kingdom Hearts 3 drops, allegedly in February, but I'm not holding my breath, I want for you all to know not to, like, don't expect for there to be an episode of the show that week. Now, hold on. Like, listen. I'm not saying that there won't be. I'm just saying don't count on it.
Okay.
Well, I will not be in contact with any of you when it comes out. I just need to stress this far, far in advance so that you can't say I never told you. I'll remind you again when we get closer to the date or when release dates are announced. But you bitches won't hear a peep from me.
You should let me play it with you.
That includes you. Oh. Like, I will be a complete hermit.
Like, is it like a fighting game?
It is one of the greatest things.
Kingdom of Hearts?
You don't even have to know it. You just need to know it.
It kind of sounds like Frozen, like Kingdom of Hearts. Did you watch Frozen? Frozen? It was good. Okay.
So the acronym this week is CYTN.
I don't want to know.
Clean Young Thug's Nails. Thank you so much, and we will talk to you when we're back.
Bye, y'all.